Have you ever wondered why getting a home loan approved sometimes feels, well, like a total game of chance?
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? Weeks for some people.
Exactly. While others seem to just breeze through in, what, hours? Today, we're doing a deep dive into this fascinating and honestly pretty frustrating strategic divide in the Australian mortgage market.
Our mission today is really to unpack why there's this huge difference in loan approval times.
And what that means for you, if you're looking to buy a home.
Yeah, and who's really looking out for your best interests in this whole process? We're using insights from industry reports, aggregator data, Think Connective, AFG, bank CEO statements, market surveys, quite a lot of sources.
Okay, so let's get right into it, this great divide. How big is the gap in these turnaround times according to the data?
Well, it's pretty jarring, actually. The MFAA, that's the Mortgage and Finance Association, using Connective's data, found something quite stark. If you go to one of the big four banks, but you use a mortgage broker, you're looking at a median wait of 23 days or more.
Wait, 23 days just for the unconditional approval?
23 days median. And then AFG, another big aggregator, they backed this up. Their index showed median times for brokers across all lenders hit a 3-year high.
How high?
27.1 days.
Wow. Nearly a month.
Yeah. And this is where it gets interesting, because you hear bank CEOs publicly saying their own branches, they could do it in hours, maybe a couple of days max.
Okay, so this isn't just like paperwork getting slow. This sounds deliberate.
That's the key insight. It looks very much like a strategic market distortion. And remember, something like 77% of Australians now use a broker. So it impacts a lot of people.
Right. A battle of channels, as you put it.
Yeah.
So why? Why would the big banks create this difference?
Well, it really boils down to economics, plain and simple.
Money.
Yeah. Loans that come directly through their own branches, their proprietary channel, are typically 20 to 30% more profitable for the bank,
Why is that?
because they don't have to pay the broker commissions.
Right.
The upfront fee and the ongoing trail commission.
Yeah.
Name is CEO Andrew Irvine was pretty candid about it. He basically said returns from the broker channel had dropped below the cost of capital.
Meaning not worth their while, essentially.
Or at least not profitable enough. And you see banks like BOQ, NAB actively hiring more of their own lenders now, trying to pull business back in-house.
And they're not just hiring people, are they? There's a tech angle here too, isn't there?
Oh, definitely. That's the long game. Massive investment in AI.
Like what?
Well, CBA set up a whole tech hub in Seattle. Westpac's partnering on what they call agentic AI bots.
Bots doing loan applications?
Essentially, yeah. Smart systems to process applications automatically. And the stated goal to, and I quote, dilute the mortgage broker value proposition.
Okay, so they're really pushing back against brokers,
Right.
but are brokers actually losing ground?
Here's the surprising part. No, not at all. The broker channel is actually thriving.
Really, despite these pressures?
Yeah, in the March quarter this year, brokers settled a record 76.8% of all new home loans. That's nearly $100 billion worth of loans.
77%. So consumers are still choosing brokers overwhelmingly.
It seems so. And the trust factor is huge. Surveys show 90% of clients think their broker acts in their best interests. 91% would recommend them.
So, despite the bank's strategy, people value the advice.
Exactly. And this has actually opened the door for a sort of new breed of lenders,
Yeah.
ones who are actively choosing to work with brokers, not against them.
Like who?
Macquarie Bank is the prime example. They're leading the pack with like a 2-day turnaround time for brokers.
2 days versus 23 or 27, that's a massive difference.
Huge. And over 90% of Macquarie's home loans come via brokers. Others doing well with brokers include NAB, actually
Yeah.
BankWest, Suncorp. They're all around 3 days.
It really shows a split in lender strategy, but let's talk about the impact of those long delays from the big banks. What does it actually cost the borrower?
Well, there's the human cost first,
Right.
right? The stress, the anxiety, the fear of no approval. The data shows about 1 in 5 borrowers, 20%, have actually missed out on buying a property because of lender
You
delays.
missed out entirely.
Wow. Yeah. And then there's the hard financial cost.
Yeah.
Aussie Home Loans did some analysis.
What did they find?
They found that just a 1-year delay, maybe because your finance kept getting held up, could cost an average buyer an extra $77,000 over the life of the loan, just from property price going up while you wait.
77,000.
And in hot markets, like WA, that figure jumped to $164,000.
Unbelievable. It really highlights the risk.
Absolutely. We heard this story. A client, pre-approved, loyal customer to his bank for years.
Yeah.
Faced a 46 business day wait for final approval from his own bank. Loyalty basically got punished.
So the takeaway here seems to be that a broker's value proposition is shifting. It's not just about finding the loan anymore.
Exactly. It's becoming much more about strategic advice, about managing the risk of these delays, ensuring deal certainty. It's navigating this divided landscape, not just chasing the lowest rate.
Right, because the rate doesn't matter if you miss out on the house waiting for the bank.
Precisely.
So wrapping this deep dive up, it really reveals something crucial, doesn't it? In a market where a few weeks delay can literally cost you tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars, and where you really need an expert guide you can trust, the choice of how you get your loan, maybe through a branch or a broker, that choice might be just as critical as the interest rate or the loan features themselves.
That's a great way to put it.
So the question for you, the listener, is how will you use this insight? How will you navigate this new lending landscape to make sure your financial future is secure?